I've got a strange question for you today, so you may need to think about it for a little while. Now listen carefully. If you were an animal, what sort of animal would you like to be? A Labrador. Why do you want to be a Labrador? Who said a Labrador? You said it. Have you got a Labrador? Yes, and you treat that Labrador very well. So you wouldn't only like to be a Labrador, you'd like to be your Labrador. Anyone else? A cat. Why a cat?
Because if they're not happy where they are, they can find another home quite easily. If they're not getting fed well, they can go somewhere else.
Okay. Anyone else? A collie. You're very much cats and dogs people. Why a collie?
They work hard, they're brave, and they're very fit.
Oh, very, yes, very good. Anyone else? A meerkat. You can see over the top of the piano lid. That would help. Any other reasons?
The reason being because I'm a nosy person.
A nosy person. Okay.
I'd like to be an elephant.
An elephant. I'll give you room then.
Actually, everybody would notice me.
Yes. We'll not go into the reasons for that. Anyone else, so everyone gets a chance? Well, not everyone, but... A vicuña. Does everyone know what a vicuña is? It's a member of the camelid family. Explain to us what the vicuña is.
A member of the camelid family. It has a beautiful fur. It's very luxurious.
Yeah. It's a bit like a llama, only smaller. And it was one of the answers on Pointless the other day. So, and it's the supporters of the arms of Peru. Right, one more. Oh, no more. A bird. Fly, oh, that's good. Yes. Oh. What would I be? Well, I think at times I would like to be a rabbit. Because we have a rabbit at home. Yes, my rabbit. She doesn't have to do anything. She just looks to us for food. But when she relaxes, she is wonderfully relaxed. And she stretches out. And I would show you a photograph only when... Ever you come up with a camera, she immediately stops being relaxed. But you never know one day. You know, in the Bible, there are over 400 references to one type of animal. Can anyone guess what they are? Sheep. Now, in one sense, that's not very strange because the Israelites were a shepherding community. But in another sense, it's picked out for a special reason. Because we, as human beings, are very like sheep. And we have all the good qualities of sheep and quite a lot of the bad qualities. Like sheep, we've a tendency to wander and go astray. Like sheep, we're very dependent on a shepherd. That's a good quality. Like sheep, we're often afraid. And we need to rely on the strength of our shepherd. Now, I won't go through all the 400 references in the Bible. But the other thing is there's over 100 references to a shepherd in the Bible. And some of these are about real shepherds, some of them are about human leaders, and some of them are about a very special person who is to come. The Messiah is also named as a shepherd. And Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, who's willing not only to care and protect the sheep, but to die for them. And we're going to be looking at one of the most famous psalms in the Bible, Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm, in which it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Not just the Lord is our shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd.